Page 27, additional exercises in the key of E minor. There are all kinds of exercises we can play in the key of E minor. We've just finished the scales, so let's go ahead and move on to the tonic and dominant seventh chords. Let's go ahead and play these chords with a pedal. 3, 4. And then with the right hand, we're going to do the same thing an octave higher. Just remember when you play the dominant seventh chord that you do not use your fourth finger. 3, 4. 1, 2. Hold that. Look at your fingering. 1, 2, 3, 5. Very good. And then back to tonic. Now let's go ahead and play an E minor cadence in your right hand. Let's go ahead and say the chords as we play them. 1, 4, 1, 5, 7, 1. Now let's go ahead and play broken chords in your right hand. Transfer your weight by rolling your wrists in the direction of the notes. So drop on your thumb, and then roll your wrist up to the fifth finger, drop on the next thumb, roll in the direction of the notes, drop on your thumb, and drop again on your thumb. Now let's play it evenly. 3 and 4 and. Remember that you transfer your weight by rolling your wrist so that you don't stretch or reach for any keys. Now let's try playing an arpeggio. You can practice these hands apart and then hands together. And now let's play it evenly. 3 and 4 and. Go ahead and practice these essential exercises in the key of E minor every day with different tempos, and you're going to be a really fine pianist.